Today may be the first day the Bush administration has come to grips publicly with the Enron problem, but on Capitol Hill, the Enron pot has been simmering throughout the holiday recess. This week's developments may push Congress's own General Accounting Office to file an unprecedented lawsuit against the administration. The GAO wants to know just who in private industry consulted with Vice President Dick Cheney's Task Force on Energy Policy. The administration stonewalled, but then this week disclosed that Enron executives had been in six times, including one key session between Cheney and Enron Chairman Ken Lay. With today's revelation that Lay warned two cabinet secretaries in October about the company's failing finances, Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California says the GAO can hardly back away from the lawsuit.
I think GAO must go forward with this lawsuit. This is an illustration of the kind of information that I guess they didn't want the Congress or anyone else to know about.
Today, the Arthur Andersen firm, which did Enron's audits, revealed to Congress and other investigators that its employees had destroyed a significant but undetermined number of Enron-related documents. That just adds to the congressional interest in Enron. Six committees and subcommittees are working on investigations or hearings. Lay is due to testify at the Senate Commerce Committee early next month. Senate Governmental Affairs has a hearing January 24th. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations is subpoenaing documents. House Financial Services has audit questions. House Education and the Workforce is concerned about the crash of the pension plan. The Senate Banking Committee is planning to weigh in. And with Enron's record of lobbying, campaign cash, and free market ideology, the trail just might lead back to Capitol Hill. For instance, Texas Republican Phil Graham, the former chairman of Senate Banking. He has political ties to Ken Lay and has gotten more campaign money from Enron executives than any other senator. Just over a year ago, as committee chairman, Graham moved a deregulation bill that Enron urgently wanted. Committee member John Corzine, a New Jersey Democrat, says that's reason enough to hold hearings, but he doesn't think Graham was acting at Enron's behest.
Senator Graham has long been an advocate of regulatory light, if you will, and I don't think that any position that he would take on this would be company-specific. I think it would be indicative of his overall philosophy.
Graham is retiring this year. His office declined to comment today. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, leading the Commerce Committee investigation, said there are many more questions that point back to Capitol Hill.
Who steered the regulators away from regulation? Did the regulators have the ability to regulate, or did they simply fall asleep at the switch? If they did not have the ability, there were proposals in Congress to give them the jurisdiction. Who was fighting those proposals and why? Was there a conflict of interest there? I mean, there's just a lot of meat here to pick through, and we'll see where this leads, but I think all of those questions must be asked.
And answered over the coming months by politicians who used to consider Enron a powerful and generous friend. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.